Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deb Flaschenberg. Welcome to Yoga, Birth, Babies, a podcast produced by Prenatal Yoga Center. We will be diving into everything prenatal yoga, birth, and baby related, hoping to inspire, educate, and empower you through your journey into motherhood. Thank you for listening.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deb Flaschenberg. I'm your host for Yoga Birth Babies. And today we're going to do what I call a mini-sode. I will be your guest. I will be your host. It's just a smaller podcast version. So recently I've had some students ask me about where to take childbirth education class. And some people have asked me the value of taking it in a hospital and the value of taking it outside of hospital. And I have actually written an article about this a few years ago. So I thought I'd resurrect that article, kind of dust it off, reshape it, and create a podcast out of it. So, but before I jump into that, I just want to take a moment to ask you that if you're getting some value out of the podcast, you think others will as well get some value and some education and learn from it, please take a moment to go to wherever you're listening to the podcast on, whether it be iTunes or Stitcher, and leave a rating and review. This is going to help other people find the podcast, and hopefully the information that they learn will either enrich their pregnancy, birth, or parenthood, or if you're a birth worker, add to your toolkit that you have with you. I'm also asking you to consider leaving a donation. We have a donation button on our website, prenatalyogacenter.com. It helps keep the podcast running. So just a little glimpse behind the scenes. After I record the podcast, which is for me the easy part, then I send it off to a whole team. I have a sound engineer, Eddie. He's fantastic. Lily helps organize all of it, and she listens and she edits it. And then Ursula has to upload it with the show notes. So there's several stages that have to go through just to get it on air. So one way to help keep this thriving is for a little donation, if you can consider that. All right, but let's put all that aside and jump into our topic, why take a childbirth education class outside the hospital setting? Now, full disclosure, Prenatal Yoga Center offers this type of class. So I'm not doing this just to try to drive people to PYC because the podcast reaches everywhere, but this is something to consider if you have the option for an outside of hospital setting class, you may want to consider it. So let's start to go through some points about the difference between an in-hospital setting and an out-of-hospital setting. So let's start. Independent education is not based on policy, hospital policy, but on best care practice for you. So let me give you one example of how this plays out. While the World Health Organization supports the practice of intermittent monitoring, and studies have shown a lower rate of false positive and lesser incidence of intervention, many hospitals have instilled a policy of full-time fetal monitoring. This policy is more advantageous for the hospital if they face legal issues, but not for the birthing person who may want to decrease the chances of a lower intervention birth. This is just one of many examples of how hospital policy may take priority over best care practice for the birthing person. There are others, so this is definitely something if you're considering, you're like, wow, I didn't know that how when I show up that I'm going to really be taken care of here. I assume that when I show up at a hospital, the best care practices are going to be offered. There are often times where policy, hospital policy, may beat that.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic, and finding the perfect Mother's Day gift
it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's look at another option. Some hospital-based educators are told that they can't what they can and cannot teach. So this I actually heard from one of my friends that teaches at one of the New York City hospitals that she has a bit of an outline she can follow and can't really deviate too much from it. And she says she sometimes feels conflicted. As a Lamaze certified educator, she wants to put evidence-based information out there and really support that. But knowing that the pregnant person's coming into that hospital, they're expected to follow some protocols and policies and rules. So she toes the line often of what she can and can't teach and how she can present it. So it's definitely more restrictive for what she can teach. While for many, the idea of a hospital is a place where you go for medical support, a hospital is a place of business with rules and protocols and the desire to get people in and out as soon as possible, especially for crowded cosmopolitan hospitals where they need to get the woman in the labor and delivery room and out. Because if you've ever been in a New York City hospital, just a cosmopolitan place hospital, the waiting rooms can be crowded and they don't necessarily want to have people laboring for days and days. So there's definitely some rules about that. The discussion of labor-inducing drugs or drugs to accelerate labor may not be discussed to their fullest. While the student may learn of their existence, the risk versus the benefit of these interventions may not be allowed to be extensively explored because it may create backlash for the laboring person. Hospital educators may be restricted in what information they are able to give in fear that it may clash with hospitals' rules and protocols. Another thing to consider, you will learn more tools and options for natural pain relief outside of a hospital. This is often, I'm not going to give a blanket statement of always, but often. Since more than 80% of births in the U.S. are medicated, there may not be much time dedicated to discussing natural coping skills. As a birth worker, I make it a main focus to give birthing people a full stocked toolkit of pain management, even knowing that the majority of people use pain medication. Why, you may ask? If a person does not have the skills ready, he or she will not have confidence in her body that her body is capable of moving through labor, and the fear of labor could be paralyzing. Also, not everyone gets pain medication when they desire it. If you can imagine that some of these hospitals are crowded, when you walk in, you might be in the waiting room for a little bit. And then you have to go through triage, at which point oftentimes they have someone check you, usually their resident, maybe the attendant, maybe your doctor, and then they usually want a 20-minute tracing. So if you're expecting, if your only tool that you have available for you is thinking, okay, I'm going to get my epidural on, and you haven't prepared and you haven't been taught some of these other coping skills, you might start to get very overwhelmed and more fearful. When the birthing person is experiencing a lot of fear, anxiety, and paralyzing fear, that's going to work against the body in terms of how the hormones work. The more fear, the more adrenaline, the less production of oxytocin, which is what we need to get that uterus going. So they may be doing themselves a huge disservice by not having those skills. And if hospitals know about 80% of births are medicated, they may not really focus on all it takes to have a natural pain relief birth. And a lot of nurses, unfortunately, have not seen that, and they may not even have the skills on hand at the time to support that. So we want to make sure that everyone has what skill they need. Also, keep in mind, if you're only planning on having an epidural, this is an interesting number I didn't realize until a couple years ago, approximately 12% of epidurals do not function properly. And in those cases, the birthing person needs natural pain relief at the ready. So it's really important that wherever you take your class, that they're going to spend a large amount of time focusing on natural pain relief. And that could be anything from movement to sound to massage to different positions to getting into a bath or tub. But all these should be explored. And whether you use them or not, you should have them ready in case you need them. All right, let's move on. You will learn how to prepare your body for birth. The idea of physical preparation for labor is relatively new in childbirth education. More traditional curriculums may not take into consideration how the mother's body and baby's position has a direct relationship with the functionality of birth. Classes led by certified childbirth educators with an additional training such as a doula, massage therapist, or yoga teacher brings another aspect to how to help the mother physically and emotionally build stamina and learn to surrender to the labor discomfort, as well as how to create balance in the pelvis. Pelvic ligament is we look at how functional movement can lead to a functional birth. So that by that I mean, if we know the pelvis is balanced, we know the uterus is balanced, we know that baby more likely is going to navigate well through the pelvis and out for birth. But we include that in our birthing class, we include that in our yoga classes. However, some of these classes may not have that information. So it's really advantageous to the birthing parent to have a full scope of what they're learning from the educator. All right, let's move on. You will learn how to navigate the system and self-advocate. Since the independent childbirth educator does not have to adhere to a following curriculum approved by a hospital, there is more opportunity to learn about the bigger scope of birth, how to work around obstacles, and self-advocate for your wishes, and you will not hear things like, this is how we do it here, or we only do that, and this is what you'll have to do. You will hear from an independent teacher. One option may be, along with risks versus benefits and procedures and interventions for making educated and informed decisions. So it's less guided if you're outside a hospital. So you're not going to necessarily hear, this is how we do it here. This is what you'll have to do. This is what you're expected to have. It's more about, these are your options. Here's another option. Let's dig a little bit deeper. Part of navigating the system also involves knowing your rights as a patient. It is likely not going to be shared with you that you have a right to keep your birth as intimate as possible and ask not to have students present at your birth or involved in medical procedures. So a lot of the hospitals in major cities are teaching hospitals, which they need to, so people need to learn, but you may not be the person you want to have being learned upon. You may wish to have your labor as private as possible, which we know is going to help your hormones. So a hospital educator may not be able to say, hey, if a student is there, you have a right to say no. You even have a right to change nurses. You have a lot of rights as a patient in a hospital to not take medical advice or even to say, I'm not going to do this. I need to wait. What are my options?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ask questions, go a little bit deeper. Is mom okay? Is baby okay? Can we have more time? You may not be instructed or given the information or given the confidence to dig a little bit deeper and really know your rights. You may also not learn that you can ask for an attendant to administer an epidural and not the resident. So that's just another place where you may not have the information for what may best suit you as the birthing parent. And let's keep going. In help see birth as a natural process, not a medical event. That is what we really try to bring forth, that birth is a natural process, not meaning you're going to have an unmedicated birth, but that birth is not a medical event unless things start to skew off. But for the majority of the time, birth is a natural process the body can open to. Hospitals are a place to go when you're ill or in need of medical attention. So it's no wonder that since birth has been moved to hospital setting in the early 1900s, that there's been a shift of perception of birth from a natural process the body has the capacity to do without much external intervention to birth being viewed as a medical event that needs constant monitoring and management. Also consider the effect of the surroundings of the subconscious for accepting birth as a medical issue if you're actually in a sterile medical environment learning about birth compared to that being in an open, spacious, everyday surrounding. So if you walk into a hospital for your class, you might already feel like, oh, this is a place where sick people go. This is a place where I need to be managed and monitored, and it's very sterile, as opposed to many of the other options outside of a hospital setting that really try to keep it cozy and just kind of an everyday thing. Hey, I'm going to go to the yoga studio. I'm going to go to this education place where it's a little bit more comfy and surrounding. So I wanted to share some voices from the community because as I was talking about this in class the other day, I had some women speak up about why they chose class outside of a hospital. So I thought we're all about community, we're all about sharing, we're about supporting each other. So let me read this one to you from one of our students, Lynn. I didn't want to do a childbirth education class that was based on hospital procedures. I wanted the focus of the class to encourage me to be completely in touch with my body during labor and not disconnected and medicated. I have another one from Jessica. I felt at odds with a lot of things that happen in a hospital, and my OB practice turned out to be far more interventionalist than I was comfortable with. However, my husband is always on the side of Western medicine. So when looking for a childbirth education class, I wanted to be skewed more on the natural side so he could shift his view towards birth, that it doesn't necessarily have to be heavily managed. So I'm not going to keep going on and on and on. I'm not trying to beat you over the head with how you should birth. I'm just trying to open the conversation because sometimes people don't even think that there are options outside of a hospital. So these are things to consider, and they're considering how they can help you. The bigger picture, the big picture is, are you going to have the support and the tools to help you make decisions that's best for you and your baby? And if you feel that in a hospital you can do it, then absolutely. Because if you can feel confident, empowered, then you're and educated and that you're involved in making informed decisions, then the birth is likely to feel better for you. And then you can start parenthood in a better place. So I hope this has given you some things to think about. And I want to thank you for listening. All right, namaste.
This has been an episode of Yoga Birth Babies, produced by Prenatal Yoga Center. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. I'm Deb Flaschenberg. Thanks for listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.